So decisions and rationales for the last meeting, which is 13th of December. Anybody have any comments or objections?
No.
Okay, they'll be declared accepted. Now, the date for the next car lot.
Right there.
Sorry.
But we have a seat for you.
Decisions and rationales. Now, a date for the next meeting. In consideration of preparatory work. I would suggest that we look at the 7th for the next meeting. Now, on Doodle, we have. We have only 7 responses for next meeting, and it doesn't include you. You're not gonna be able to make
no,
it.
No, I am. We switched our show.
Well, that's.
For this?
Is there anybody, I know Mike's not gonna be here because he plans to be out of town.
Forever.
Way, long way out of town.
Never coming back.
But, Maya, do you think you'll be able to be here?
I indicated my response today.
Yeah, she was on today, yeah. So I think we have a forum.
Okay, so, and.
I'm coming too. I don't know. I filled it in. I don't know if I submitted it, so, but yes, I am able to come.
All right, good. So, and.
I can't come.
I beg your pardon?
I can't come. I'm sorry.
That's it.
It's one of my Oberlin commitments. I have to speak.
Okay. Well, but we'll still have a quorum. David, are you gonna be here the 7th? It's 2 weeks from tonight.
Yes.
And it's not here. It's at the city council chambers. It'll be, okay. Now, what do? We have, we've had the comments tonight. They'll be up on the video probably tomorrow or no later than I would imagine Monday. So people can look at them to the extent that you want to consider them again. We have thus far 3 written comments, I believe. Larry?
Yeah.
We have 3 comments, one extensive one by Melissa, one by David Porter, who was there tonight, and I don't know who I
it is. Donalene, she's on, I think, the Board of Education.
Donalene
Podesta.
Oh, Donalene from the CAC. Oh my gosh, I was on that years ago.
So we have those 3, and. I think Melissa's has already been circulated, hasn't it?
Yes.
The others.
The others have not. Well, they just came in today, late today. So they'll be circulated within a day or two. And what I'm planning to do for myself is to take each of the points that were made. I mean, in some cases, there are duplicate points, but to just take each of the points and make sure I know what my reaction to them are and my responses. And in some cases, write them down. And then I'd submit it to Larry and get them posted enough in advance of the meeting so that people could see what I think. And I would encourage other people to do the same thing. I mean, at the very least, to look at them and get your thoughts in order. And to the extent that you want to write something and want to have other people see what those thoughts are in advance, to send them to Larry so they can get posted. So when we come into the meeting on the 7th, will be, I hope, several steps down the line for determining what we might want to do or not want to do. And I had the thought for myself that to the extent there was anything that I guessed might have appealed to people for a change in the way the draft charter is right now, that I would put together some possibilities. But I haven't figured out whether that will make sense or not, because it might be just a lot of wasted work. But what we really need to do, I think, is hope that at the end of the next meeting, we will either be able to say, keeping it the way it is, or we're changing it in this respect, and it will be clear enough what the change is going to be that if we have to have another meeting, it will just all be wrapped up with a bow at that meeting. And I think we will need an IEP, because remember what the procedure is. We are meeting as a committee now. The body that passes it to the council is the commission, not the committee. And so the committee refers it to the commission once it's got everything in order, and then the commission votes to send it to council. That should be a formality, but we can't have the committee sending something to the commission when it's still uncertain exactly what the thing is going to say. And there's also the problem of the report, which will have to conform to what's in the thing that gets sent to council. And so I think we're going to need at least one more meeting after the 7th, but we ought to have an objective of being right at the finish line, not only conceptually, but as close to the finish line as we can possibly be. So that to the extent there's drafting after that, we won't end up having to have lots of discussion yet again at the next meeting, and maybe then the meeting after that. So that's what I would suggest. But to go back, to take the comments that we have, and any second thoughts you have on things on which there aren't any comments, but I hope there aren't any comments, but the comments that we have, to get your thoughts in line on them, put them online, and send them to Larry if you're so inclined. I'm going to, and he'll get them posted, and then we'll have a basis for discussion.
Okay. It was a goal, I mean, I agree with you that we're going to meet one meeting anyway after February 7th, but with a goal of trying to limit it to one meeting after July 7th, with the goal of that meeting.
February.
Let me start again. I agree with you that we're going to meet a meeting after February 7th, but to try to make that second meeting brief and really to come out and vote as a commission, not as a committee, it might be helpful that anybody who has comments or thoughts on the comments that have we've got Melissa's, I haven't seen the other two, or anything that was said tonight. It might be helpful to everybody that we really do get those comments to Larry within a week. Because at that point, once we see what people's concerns are or not, we can at least maybe take a crack at trying, individuals can at least make a crack at trying to draft and present to people before the February 7th meeting something to think about. We won't be able to do that if people don't post comments until February 7th. We won't be able to take into account. So to the extent anybody, nobody wants to meet going into May. So
going into March.
I get it. So, but the point is to get there. We can't wait until February 6th to post comments. We really need to look at this information quickly. If you have some thoughts, you don't have to draft it, but if there's some important thoughts, at least we'll know what those are, and then maybe we could even individually take a crack at drafting.
Okay, I was wary of putting too much squeeze on my fellow commissioners, but thank you for doing so.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've rubbed off on you.
We have 7 days to look and post with any concerns. Or
and there's only three, right?
Well,
what is the deadline? Is there
the deadline is midnight tonight. So if there are others that come in, we'll circulate them. But technically, the ones that are entitled to consideration are the ones that will have come in by.
Where are we with the narrative of the explanation of all of the changes besides the key? Is that essentially complete at this point?
It is, I would, except for further review by everybody and any changes that need to be made based on this, I would regard it as complete.
Are we talking about the report?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so it's, and it actually, It was, I had thought that Larry might circulate the current version today, but it'll be circulated tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah.
It reflects comments that some people have made and submitted, and submitted red lines and so forth that have been incorporated in the report. And it's about, it's 26 or 27 pages long without the table. So it's substantial.
Yeah, I didn't want to circulate anything today.
We're not going to be working from way behind. It's one of those things where, you know, you get down to the final, it's like calculus, you know, halfway there and then halfway there and then halfway there, and are you ever going to get to the end?
So we have questions. It may have been addressed in the report, but the number of the speakers today seemed to imply that this commission didn't pay much attention to the comments that were made at the public meeting. And I think they would get an extensive written agreement with them. But it was our responsibility today as an independent commission, which we did. Is there going to be some response to that in the report?
Let it go.
Just forget it?
Let it go.
Done with it?
They're completely out of touch with reality.
Let go.
We did our job.
The report has a table of all the people that were part of the fact finding. That's impressive. The total listing of the number of public comments that were made.
Not the names.
Total comments made by different individuals. They're really impressive. Never had there been any of these kind of endeavors previously at all.
But at the same time, I think that we should address why, even though we've heard such an outcry on this side, why we've decided the other way. So I think, is your question, have we addressed why, even though we've heard this, we chose this? I felt like the report outlines the conversation that we, summarizes the conversation that we had. Describes how we ended up where we ended up.
And I understood Howard's question. He said, should we make sure people know we really listened and that the statements that we can pay attention are correct? I don't think we need to say that. We have, if our job, we listen, report, indicate the points we heard, agreed with, disagreed with.
To make a statement that we would listen to everybody, it's a little self-serving. And I would argue that, we tried to, the principal author of this thing, others have taken a good hard look at it and made comments that have been incorporated. But the effort was to try to describe and, for example, give the arguments on this side and on that side, and then say whether the vote was close or not. But then then the decision was in a certain direction. And it does contain a statement that says when a decision was made in a particular direction, it might have been made for different reasons by different people. The report doesn't necessarily try to characterize, particularly in the very controversial areas, exactly why the commission did a certain thing, because the fact is the commission did it, but the mental processes of the various different commissioners might have been different. And we don't have concurring opinions and dissenting opinions in that sort of stuff. It's concurring opinions for what it is. So, Howard, I would encourage you to look at the thing when it comes around. If you think there's something more that can be said, or that it doesn't resonate properly, then please make a suggestion. I would encourage that.
But it's also a deliberative body. A deliberative body should not just follow the opinion. But then you've got to state why you made the decision, and that's sort of the nature of the report.
So based on this, we really won't have the chance to have a full-on discussion based on any feedback. It could be changing sentence or one issue, but I don't think we'll have a substantial change to the draft as it is right now based on the next meeting.
Well, the issue, most of these issues were discussed fully.
So, I mean, unless we go back on the discussion of city manager versus mayor, like, you know, there are going to be grammatical changes or maybe a couple of substantive changes, but I don't think it will take us 3-hour meeting to discuss it.
So unless a majority has changed their mind about a strong mayor versus city manager, that not only would we have a major changes, or about board council people versus at large.
So is there a way we could, as a committee, recommend an amended charter to the commission without it being finally framed out when that happens behind the scene, or we have to wait for the final one to be presented to the committee to then be approved and presented to the commission? Like, do we need that last meeting if we don't have major changes during the next meeting?
No, I would suggest that we wait until the meeting and see then, because someone who was involved in the drafting of both documents, and I refer specifically to the charter, when we would end up saying, well, I think we ought to go this way, not that way, and then you get down to the drafting, I would find that I myself had to make some choices, and they really weren't choices for me to make. There were choices that could be then had to be put out for discussion. If it turns out that the changes are very, very, very limited, then I think we could make that decision. But I would not want to be the person that was instructed to go put a half a dozen different changes in, and then that becomes the thing that the commission, without actually seeing the changes, has, you know, effectively voted on sight unseen. That would make me nervous. I would like to think I do a good job, but it's not my work, it's the commission's.
I read through Melissa's comments, and I was just wondering if you did, and if there was anything that was a flag for you that you might have to dive back into. So I wasn't sure, but it seemed like there might have been a few substantive
concerns. I went through them and actually began writing out some thoughts through about six of them, which they should be right here, but they're out in the main room in my briefcase. I didn't think that I need to be worried about them. But I did feel that some of them needed to be paid attention to and explained. But among those that I actually went through, I didn't see that in some cases some clarification, but not some changes. The one thing that did get raised, that Melissa did raise, that we debated, that, you know, the 90 days versus the 120 days, I'm still a 90-day person, because I think we need to put, with all due respect, Melissa, squeeze on the city council to march forward on that, and to try to keep it confined in order to satisfy, completely satisfy, we can see how you feel about election, but we do try to address some of the concerns. So that was the one that I thought a city council member can have some real input on, because she is involved in the process. I'm still a 90-day person. I didn't know whether that would strike other people. She's playing, of course, right into Mike's view that 90 days is a
You have a copy of that,
but that was, and I felt a lot of other points that Melissa raised were things that required explanation, and that many of them are already explained in the report. But now that they've been raised, I'm going to go back to the report and see, are there things that we need to do in order to explain why we made certain choices that aren't adequately explained in the report.
The comment I got today was on that time for appointments, and even shorter than 90 days.
Oh, you mean somebody advocated to be shorter than 90?
Yes.
So anyway, I think the answer is no, subject to that, but I didn't end up writing down something on everything because I didn't have the time to go through and do that. And so when I do, maybe I'll change my mind, but I didn't see anything that needed change as much as needed explanation. Am I?
Yeah, that's where I came up to. But I mean, getting to Patty's point, I do that. I think if people, having seen this, think there's changes, we need to just post it. You'll figure out how to craft language if that, you know, just as an alternative. But it is important that as soon as possible to look at the changes. And maybe even if you think, you know what, I appreciate what Melissa said, but I think I'm more comfortable with the way it stands now. If that was posted to Larry, that would be interesting to know.
So, the closer we can come to have in our respective minds a conclusion when we walk into the meeting, the closer we can come to even making that the last meeting.
And not spend an hour on 90 or 60 versus 120.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, there's not much more that can be said on that, except that.
Well, let's go for it.
You won't be here. Neither will I.
Whoops.
They'll still be on a beach somewhere.
Yeah.
Meeting on a different date so that Katie could attend, or is it to bring their other people to camp?
At one point, we discussed.
I know I said, I think I said on the thing that I could attend, and I blanked, because, and I think it had to do with, I thought we were going to be done by then. And I was like, oh, sure. And I was like, no.
We have discussed that, and we raised the possibility when we were considering the 24th versus some other day because of the intervening problems. And there was what I would characterize as
horror.
Yes. And the possibility of another day of so many people.
Right. No, it's
too hard.
So I'd be prepared to.
No, but the following Thursday.
Which happens to be
Valentine's
Day.
Try dig sessions originally, and I had my show on the 7th.
I would move that we cannot move the date. I mean,
okay.
Katie.
Okay,
I just think we got people.
If you have enough
to get a
people.
Quorum, we've got a quorum.
Okay.
And so I'd urge you not to do that. I just have a couple other things. We're getting to Pay's comment about, you know, a meeting where we are ruling, coming out as a commission. Obviously, we can do that at the same meeting that it's come out of the committee. So that. So
and that would be the idea.
That doesn't require
a
separate meeting. But I do think that while we, you know, if we get to the finals and we say, okay, the only thing we need to do, everybody agrees we're going to change from 90 to 91 days, something like that. And the fact that we don't have that draft in front of me, I'm okay with that. But it can't, and then I would be willing to vote, say, subject to making that 91 days, I'm done. But I don't think for something like the charter that we can just say, well, here's generally what we want. I think that we have to be really precise.
Yeah. Whatever that change is has to be
verbatim. We have to approve that.
Right.
That.
Are we in
full
on discussion right now? Could I talk about
I don't know why you can't. No.
I wanted to bring up the point of changing a he and she pronoun to the name of the office. I think that's a valid point. I don't see anything against that. I would like to open that for discussion.
I didn't even know what you said at the beginning.
There was a point brought up that we should, instead of saying he or she, change it to the name of the office.
Yeah.
I don't see that being a problem. Because nobody wants to use the singular they, even though, like, I hear it every day and use it every day.
Yeah.
But I would argue, Katie, that if you analyze when you use it, you you are most of the time not making a specific reference to a particular symbolist.
No, no, it's
exactly.
A general. No, it's a general.
I, no, exactly.
Well, then you are
because
violating.
I work in an, I work in an environment where it is.
Oh,
as, it is requested.
That's right.
That yes.
Oh, really?
I absolutely.
It's
but,
not just that you
but
work
they
in
mind
for a language.
No,
that's
not.
No,
no, but I'm just saying, it is
I know.
It is the way the world is.
Yeah, but we can
turning.
We don't have to do it.
No,
but I think we should. Because I do agree that, especially maybe 10 years from now, just a he/she division of minds even data.
Correct.
And but I do. But I also think I do want to read through it first because it might be too much to constantly say my name.
Let me say that when I went through it the first time, having in mind all of this, when there was an opportunity to have a different construction or to include the name of oxygen, I did it just precisely to avoid this issue. I had the number of he and she counted by the computer.
Sorry.
There are 10 instances in the charter. In the new chart where that construction is used. And so I will go through and I'll see if there is a conceivable way that we can change it. If we ever get to the point where someone insists upon putting they in for a single, I'm going to disavow any connection.
Maybe we could invent a new generic word.
Maybe the next commission can do that.
Yeah,
right.
We'll leave that to
about
20 years
of
something discussion.
If they could do that, either 90 or 120 hours.
Do we need a motion to approve taking that action? So here's what I would suggest. I would suggest that I'll make suggestions. Okay.
It's a drafting issue.
And it's a drafting issue, but it's a drafting issue. But I'm not going to make the final call on because if someone says no, we got to do it this way, I'll say okay, that's your issue.
Well, you can certainly flag anything that you felt was particularly awkward and cumbersome.
It'd still be nice for it to read well.
Sure.
I mean, so let's just see if we can do it without compromising
right.
The language.
Everybody should have a copy, right, of the charter and the report.
Right.
And they can go through and make those suggestions and then send them to me, and then we can compile all of them for the next week.
But you said you have a newer version of the report?
Yes.
Yes.
So,
yes,
when
is.
We have that.
You'll have that tomorrow.
Carlos,
yeah.
Jim's, no one else, I don't believe, has actually made particularized comments on the actual.
You got some from me.
I did.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Katie's, Jim, and Carl. And so at the end, I realized there was nothing in there about the ethics provision. So I was in segment in there on ethics.
I was saying that I saw.
So a new one will be coming around, and I will pay particular attention to the he/she issue. Does any of you remember one of the old James Bond movies? Remember Mr. He/She? Was that Dr. No or what was it? And it's, I can't remember now whether the person came on as a woman and then stripped everything off and was a guy or it was the other way around. But his name was, no, it was Mr. He/She. So it was a guy and then it turned out.
This session isn't video, is it? So nobody knows who's exactly speaking.
Okay. I think we're finished and we have our orders from Jim. So Patty?
Yeah.
Is there a motion for
I'll motion. Say chair.
Second. Anybody opposed?
Never. Not today.